Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Nun Dalet. Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf starts with the continuation of the previous sugya daf Nun Gimel and Beis. It says that by Oila, the pasuk cannot mean you do it on all four kronos like by Chatos, because by Oila there was no Yisoid in the Karen Dremis Mizrachis, Oila needs Kenegera Yisoid. Therefore, the Matanas of the Oila are in the two other Kronos, in the Kronos of Dremis Maravis and in Mizrachis Tzvainis. There's no Matana in Dremis Mizrachis because you need a Yisoid, and there's no Yisoid over there. The Matanas of the Dam need to be done in a Makom which is Bechelka Yishel Toyref, Shel Bin Yamin, and this area belonged to Shevet Yehuda. And therefore, it was not possible to have a yisoid hamakudash ladamim in this makom. Tamara brings the memor of Rabbi Chanina that there was a ritzua that came out from Chelko Shal Yehuda and went into Chelko Shal Binyamin. And Binyamin atzad was mitzdair aleho kol hayoyim lenoitla. He felt very bad that he missed out on that ritzua. And therefore, the mizbeach cannot be built over there. He was constantly like scratching and wanting to take over that tchela that belonged to Yehuda. Because he was constantly wanting to take over this area from Yehuda, therefore he was zeicha to become the guest house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The makom of the mikdash was built in chelik shel Binyamin because he wanted to take this area from Yehuda. Shneamar ubein kseif of shachin. Kadosh Baruch Hu was sheikhing between the shoulders of Shevet Binyamin, because Binyamin wanted that this chelik should be his and not belong to Yehuda. And therefore, he was zeicha that the mikdash was built in his place. So the Marsha here in Chiddush HaGadlus asks an obvious question: that Binyamin was mitzdayer that this was not built in his place was only after that the mikdash was in his chelik. If the mikdash would be built in someone else's chelik, then obviously it would not be so important to Binyamin about this ritzua. The tsar that Shevet Binyamin had was because he missed out on the little chilak of the mikdash being in their chilak. This ritzua belonged to Yehuda. That's only after the whole tsar only starts once you know that the mikdash is yours. The mikdash is in your chilak. If Binyamin already knew that the mikdash was in his chilak, and that's why he was mitzdayer for not having this little strip that went out. So he already had the shechina in his chilak. That's why the zechira that Binyamin had the shechina in his chilek was obviously existed before the fact that he's mitzdayer. The whole tzar only can exist once you already have the shechina in your chilek. So how do we read this? How do we read this memra over here? How do we say that the reason that Binyamin was zeicha that the mikdash was in his chilek was because once the mikdash was in his chilek, he also was mitzdayer in the fact that he missed out on that ritzua? You can't have the chicken before the egg. You can't have the tsar on a lacking of the shechina in that little ritzua only once you have the rest of the mikdash is in his chilek. So I say in the Ritvan Yuman Daf Yebeis, it's not clear the gears there exactly, but it's a little bit mashma that the way the Ritva learned here is that the Binyamin was zeicha was not only that the mizbech was in his chelik, but that the rest was in his chelik also. The Orein and the Mishkan was bechelko shel Binyamin. That was an extra zechi. It could be that the mizbech would be bechelko shel Binyamin, and whole rest of the mikdash would belong to Yehuda. But because Binyamin was mitzdayer on the fact that he's missing out on a part of the mizbech, so therefore he was not only zeicha that the mizbech should be in his chelik, but rather the whole mikdash should be in his chelik. And also the makom of the Aaron is in his chelik. That will be mashma in the Ritvan Yuman, that's what we learned in the Gemara. A higher one could say another pshat here that it's Hashem Ha'asid. Because it's true that the time that Binyamin was mitzdayer was after he already knew that everything was in his chelik, except this little ritzua. And he was mitzdayer, but it very much bothered him that also the ritzua was not in his chelik. So the most of the time that this tzar happened was after the mikdash was already in, it was already in scale, could be after the mikdash was already built. But that he was zeicha. The reason that he was zeicha was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that once the mikdash would be in his chelak, would be built in his chelak, it would bother him that he wasn't, that he didn't have the 100%, that he missed out on a certain chelak of it, because the yisoid was not in the keren, mizrachis dreimis, and that bothered Binyamin. So because of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu lechatchila made that the mikdash should be built there. Azaz shevet, which is going to be bothered that even a small chelak, that once they have the mikdash, even a small chelak is missing by them. So this type of shevet is roi for the mizbeach to be built there bechlal. That was a schus to have the whole mizbeach being built there. That's how we could learn the Gemara. It may be a little bit of a chudish to kibshat that as Hashem asid. A similar thing, just we find another agarat of Gemara, in Gemara in Psochim, says that when Shmuel came to be Moshech, to Yishai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them one of the sons of Yishai is going to be the next Melech. So Shmuel first saw the oldest son of Yishai, Eliyav, and he says he neged Hashem Yishichai. He was convinced that Eliyav would be the next Melech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're right to a certain degree, and he originally thought that Eliyav would be the next Melech, but Matziu. But now I hate Eliyav. And therefore, he's no longer right to be Melech. Therefore, Shmuel went on and on until he finally found that it was the last son of Yishai, David. He was the one who's going to be the Melech. So the Gemara explains why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why did he change his opinion on Eliyav? Though originally, the Kadosh Baruch Hu loved Eliyav and he felt that he was right to be Melech. But he changed his opinion. Because Eliyav had the need of Kas. And therefore he lost that. When did he have the need of Kas? When there's a milchom against Plishtim, and everyone is camped out, and everyone is worried what to do about this big Plishti, Goliath, who's blasphemizing Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying Chirufim and Gidufim against Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone's scared of him, they didn't know what to do. At that time, Yishai sent his son David to the war to check out on how his brothers are doing and to bring them some food. And when Eliyav sees David inquiring about what's going on, Eliyav gets angry at him. He says, "You only came to watch the war. That's why you came." And because of his anger at that time, therefore he loses out on his on being the next Melech, because he lost it because of his midas hakas. That converts with like the pasuk that mastiu that now I hate him, even though originally I did love him, and Akash Baruch Hu felt that he was roy to be Melech. So the obvious question in that Gemara is that this war against Plishtim happened after Shmuel already anointed David to be the next Melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally held that Eliyahu was Roy. Then because of this Midas HaKas, so he lost it out. And the Midas HaKas only expressed itself at a later time. At a time that after the story of Shmuel happened, after the Shmuel already came and wanted to make Eliyahu the Melech, at that time, Eliyav never expressed this midah of kas. It was only expressed later on. So where's the miastiu? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer feel that it was right to be melech? What one has to say, Pshat and Nekamara, is that Eliyav already had the midah of kas. It was only expressed later on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yir Lelevov, and he sees that Eliyav already has this midah, even though it was never expressed. And therefore, he is no longer right to be Melech. And that's again Hashem Asid. Even at this time, it had not yet happened, but he already loses out the Malchus because of that. So similarly, we could say in our Gemara that when Binyamin would be given the Mikdash and with the lack of this Ritzua, so it would bother him. If a different Shevet had this type of setup, and they had the Mikdash except a certain Chelek, so it would not have bothered them so much. It would have been okay with what they had. But Binyamin, that was lacking out, that once he had the Mikdash, was lacking on this extra chelak of this Ritzua that came in from the chelak of Yehuda, and that bothered him tremendously. So because he was, because Baruch Hu knew that would bother him in the way that he would act when that bothered him, so therefore he was zeichah that told that the Mikdash should be built in his chelak. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. Another point here is in the Hemshach HaGemara, the Gemara asks a question on that there was no Yisaid in the Dreimus Mizrachis. We're asked a question from Oilas Ha'if. Oilas Ha'if, it's Malika was done in the Karen Dreimus Mizrachis. And Avir of Alma Kavit, it's only going to be done in the Avir. How could you do Malika in the Avir? And the Gemara answers that Kach Hisnu, and Avir de Binyamin and Karka de Yehuda. That Avir, Lameisa, dead of Kedusha of the Mikdash, only the Karka did not. And therefore you cannot build the Yisoid over there, as Rashi speaks out, because the Yisoid means Miyusan Ba'aretz. And that was impossible to be Bechelka, that was Lameisa Bechelka Shal Yehuda. So you cannot build the Yisoid over there. But Rashi, the opinion of Rashi is that there was a blita that went out above that, above three tefachim above the karka, and there it was. There that chelek belonged to chelka shal Binyamin, and they built it. They built a blita over there. They built some sort of binyan over there, three tefachim above the ground, and therefore the malika was not be'avir because of that blita. To Zerach Agav, we see that in Rashi that the shira of avir is three tefachim. That the karka belonged to Yehuda, and above the karka belonged to Binyamin, and the shear of the karka is three tefachim. It needs to be at the bottom three tefachim belonged to Yehuda, and above three tefachim belonged to Binyamin. In other places in Shas, we see that the avir is ten tefachim. Avir of the karka is ten tefachim. Mordash of the bein of Sukkah and the bein of Erevin, that the Shechin never came down into the avir haaretz. But it did go into above the kapiras. Mara says that the kapiras was 10 tefachim. So we see there that the rishus of karka is 10 tefachim, and the shechina spoke above the kapiras. That's not called the shechina was in the rishus of karka, because it's called alavir. It's called above the rishus of karka. From this, the Gemara learns out that the shear of mechitza needs to be 10 tefachim, because mechitza needs to be separated between two different rishus of karka. So it needs to be that the height of the Rosh Hashanah Karka is 10 tefachim. Similarly, that the Yerushalmi says that the shear of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, before the beginning of Shabbos, the shear of Rosh Hashanah Rabim is 10 tefachim high. And the Yerushalmi there in the beginning of Shabbos says that the shear of is learned out from Aron Tisha V'Kapoiras Tefach, that the Asar Tefachim is considered Rosh Hashanah Karka, and therefore also the Rosh Hashanah Rabim has a height of 10 tefachim. See that the Rishus Karka is Tefe is 10 tefachim, and until then it's called Rishus Karka. Above that is called Avir. But here for this Tanai, Yehuda and Binyamin, Kinir, they didn't mean Rishus Karka. They only meant Karka Mamish. Only the Karka Mamish belonged to Yehuda. Above the Karka belonged to Binyamin. Just three tefachim is Lavud, that's considered the Karka itself. So above the Karka itself, that already belonged to Binyamin. There, the Gemara, there, the Gabi Shabbos, we're looking for something else. We're not looking for the Karka itself. We're looking for the Rishus of the Karka. The Rishus of the Karka takes up 10 Tfachim, like we see from Aron Tisha and Kapiras Tefach. Oh, that's just this point in Rashi. Rashi just says that it was only three Tfachim. But getting back to the Gemara itself, so the Gemara had a question here. And how could you do Malika if the Avir was Avir of Yehuda? The answer was that the Avir was that of Binyamin. So there are different opinions in the Rishonim what the question was. What was the problem of doing Malika in this Avir above the Chelek, in the Avir that belonged to Yehuda? So Rashi explains that the Dam is going to be Helich Li'ibud. That if there was no Yisoid over there, so after you do Malika, the Dam falls out, and it doesn't, if it landed on the Yisoid, it would be okay. But if there was no Yisoid, so it's just landing in the Avir, and then that's problematic. We can't have down the lands in the Avir. And therefore the Gemara answers that no, it didn't land in the Avir, and there was a blit over there, and that blit was considered a part of the Mizbeach, and the Dam did not land in the Avir. It's not clear exactly what the problem of Dam going to the Avir is, though. That the Rashi, we're Rashi on this Gemara here, we never find anywhere such a problem, that Dam has to go to the Avir. We're talking about Dam that you did Malika. Heard that you didn't Malika. Then Rashi heard me that some dam spills out Vishas Malika. The rest of the whatever dam is left in the oif, you do mitzuyan. You 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 push the oif against the mizbech, and that's the zrika that you have by oif. So Rashi can hear what's bothered though on the dam that falls out when you do malika. Sorry, that dam has under the psul of nishpach, and daf chafei. Dam that falls from the tzaver to the car, because anyway, dam pusul. So who cares whether it falls to the ritzpah? Let it fall to the ritzpah. It's dam pusul. Why does it need any kium on that dam? Kaniro Rashi means is not the dam that just fell right after you do malika. Dam that falls to the ground. Rashi means on the dam that you did mitzui on, even though Rashi doesn't speak that out specifically. He's referring to the dam after mitzui. L'chayra, it has to be he's referring to that, because as we mentioned, the dam that falls out b'shas malika is l'chayra irrelevant dam. It's puzzle anyway. Rashi is l'chayra referring to the dam that comes when you do the mitzui. So you take the burden, you push it against the mizbeach, you now have done mitzui. But after the dam gets to the mizbeach, so it's going to drip down the side of the mizbeach, and then it's going to fall to the ground, fall to the ritzpah. And that's what bothered the Gemara. We can't have dam that goes to the ritzpah. That this also is not so clear. Why do we care about that? This dam is lachar nasim mitzvasei already. Once the dam gets to the mizbeach, so it's nasim mitzvasei. It's finished its kedusha. It's finished its mitzvah and its dinim. So why do we care that it falls to the floor as opposed to falling to the yisoid? At least this we have a little bit of mahalach in based on the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Midas, in the Mishnah Beis. It says that there were two holes on the Yisoid. And the dam that came to the Yisoid would go into them and go out to Nachal Kidroi. So it's mavur from this that the dam once already got to the Yisoid. That other dam of Shirayim or dam of Tchilas Ayla that fell to the Yisoid, it wasn't good enough that once it got to the Yisoid, its mitzvah was over. It still wanted the completion of the devouring of dam by the mizbeach didn't just fall to the mizbeach and then just fell out to the ground. We wanted that it should be swallowed up by the mizbeach. Dam didn't just fall out of the mizbeach, fall off the mizbeach. Rather, it should be swallowed up entirely by the mizbeach. So they made these two holes that the dam would, after the dam already got to the side, the dam would roll there, and then from there it would go down into the karka and go out to Nachal Kidroi. So we see there that dam needed a to be swallowed. Avada d'nam ma'akiv, but at least l'chatchila, dam should be swallowed up by the mizbeach. So there could be this lefiza that's how we can explain the Gemara's question. Gemara again is asked by the dam after mitzui, which it's true it was not the mizvasei and the oif is already kosher. And if you lose this dam, it will not pass with the oif. But l'chatchila, we want the dam to be swallowed by the mizbeach, and that's not happening. Hey, the dam goes to the karka. Interesting, the Gemara, no. Interesting, why there was a bleat that went out. So it's called the dam. The dam continued its journey on the mizbeach, and will eventually, in the stomach, get to these two holes and be swallowed up by the mizbeach. That's the opinion of Rashi in the sugya. There's two other tais brings two other mahalchim. This long tais is two other mahalchim had to learn the sugya. Tais first brings from Amenu Chaim Koyen. That the Gemara is not referring to the dam after mitzui, like Rashi, rather to the shirayim of Eilas Oif. Eilas Oif, besides having mitzui, as if also needed shirayim, and the shirayim are put on the yisoid. So ask the Gemara that where did you put the shirayim on the yisoid? You did the whole avayit over there, and there was no yisoid. So again, the same answer like Rashi. There was a blita coming out of the mizbeach. And that's where you put the shirayim. So Tais Zas and Rabbeinu Chaim, that's Mamanoshach. If this bleat is considered yisoid, so now it comes out that the Keren Mizrach is Dreymus had a yisoid. So then you could also put the oil over there. The oil of a behema. Why can't you put the oil of a behema there? The Gemara said earlier on Gemma Amun Beis, because there's no yisoid. Now the Gemara is asking that for oilas, for me to, for shirayim of oilas oif, it is called the yisoid. Make up your mind, is it yet called the Yisayit or not called the Yisayit? So, Taiz answers for Rabbeinu Chaim that for Dammani Tarin Lamaila, like Oila Sa'if, it's called the Yisayit. For Dammani Tarin Lamata, it was not called the Yisayit because there was room underneath it. And we're worried that you would do the Zrika underneath this Blita. You do the Zrika on top of the Blita, So it's okay. It's considered you did it keneged the yisait. It should be kosher. When you do it keneged the blita, underneath the blita, so that's not going to be good, because then the dam is going to go to the ground. So it comes out that midaraisa, there was a place to do zrika of the oilas behema in the Karen Dremis Mizrachis. If you would do it above the blita, it would be kosher. But Kinir, that when the Torah is kaveh makom for zrika, it didn't tell you to it didn't want that you should do zrika's dam ha'ila and this Karen, because the kfiyas makom of the zrika of the dam means that you could do it anywhere, whether anywhere under the chutah sikra, and here some of the area was impossible for it to be done. The area on the bottom was not shaykh to zrika underneath this blita, and therefore the Torah wasn't kaveh that. But midarais lamaisa, if above the blita, the zrika would be kosher. As Tay says, on midrabanan, we tell you never to do zrika over here, because we're chayshish that you'll do it underneath the blita that was there. That's the opinion of Rabbi Nuchayim Kayim. Tay argues on this mahalach of Rabbi Nuchayim, because according to Rabbi Nuchayim, it comes out that there was shirayim by ulas oif. Maisa is never mentioned anywhere in the Gemara that ulas oif needed shirayim. Opinion of Taisus is that all that you did is mitzui. Once you did mitzui, so in mitzui, all of the dam would come out. Rabbi Nuchayim holds no, that there's dam left after mitzui, and that dam needs shirayim like other korbanos. Taisus then brings the opinion of Rabbi Nutam, a third mahalach in the Gemara. Rabbi Nutam is valid that both according to Rashi and according to Rabbi Nuchayim Kayin, comes out that there was a blita that existed above the karka. And that blita was called, had a din of mizbeach on it. That's the opinion of Rashi and Menuchayim. I mean, Tom points out that it's never mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara just says there was the avir was avir of Binyamin. Doesn't say that, does not mention that they built anything in that avir. So, the Talmud learns the Gemara differently. The whole Gemara. That the question here was not about the dam rolling down. That the dam needs to be done on according to Rashi, the dam going li'ibur, according to Rabbi Menuchayim. Dam of Shidayim. Rather, the question of the Gemara was about the Malika. That the Malika itself is a problem, because the Kohen, when it's holding the Oif over the Avir, which belongs to Yehuda. And Malika needs to be done on the Makam of the Mizbeach. You need Malika Bereshish al Mizbeach. So here, if the Oif was situated above in the Avir that belonged to Yehuda, not to Binyamin, so the Malika was not a good Malika because it was not being done on the Mizbeach. That's that was the question of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers that no, that Vir belonged to Binyamin, it's not a problem. There's no, Fir Binyatam, we don't need to say that there's any Blita there going on. There's no new Binyan. Rather, like the Mizbeach, like you see, like it is in the pictures, there's no Yisoid there Bechlal, and also no Blita. Just the Avir belonged to Binyamin, and that was good enough to be machshirit, because the problem was that the oif is the situation of the oif, the place of the oif, placement of the oif, the time of the malika was in the Avir of Yehuda, and that's Avir that's not cannot be considered Avir Mizbeach. And the Gemara's answer was that no, that the Avir belonged to Binyamin, and then the oif was located in the Avir of the Mizbeach. That's how Rabbi Natam learns the Gemara. It's very easy pshat in the Gemara. It's such an easy pshat that it's shver why Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan did not say that. Haray, if we need the oif to be in the Malika needs to be done Reish Hashem Mizbeach. The Gemara learns that in the next parak. So the Maisa, the oif was in the Avir of Yehuda, that it obviously was not considered in the Mokam of the Mizbeach. Very glat the Mahalach of Rabbi Natam. It's so glat that it's shver in Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan that they did not say that. It could be though, to explain Rashi and Rabbi Nuchayim, that they held that this din of Mokum of the Mizbeach, you don't need that the Eif itself is there, but rather it's enough that the Gavra is standing on the Mizbeach. That the Eif that's being held by the Gavra and he's standing on the Mizbeach, that says that makes it that considered the Eif itself is in the Mizbeach. Even though by Shechitas Tzofein, you see earlier in the parak that we need that the Behemah should be in the Tzofein, it's not good enough that the Sheichet is B'Tzofein. It's because the shechit is happening on the behema. The behema is not being held by the person. Behema is lying in the azara by itself. So we need that the behema has to be betzofa. Hashenkin by Malika, that the oath is being held by the Kohen. So it's enough that the Kohen is on the Mizbeach. We don't need that the oath itself should be on the Mizbeach. A basis to say such a thing is the Gemara later on in Mizbeach Mekadesh, where as a suffix, whether Avir Mizbeach is Kemizbeach. If a carbon that's on the Mizbeach gets Kiddush Mizbeach, and even if the carbon is puzzled to a certain degree, it could still be in the Skadish Ayde the Mizbeach to get a Akhtar on the Mizbeach. So Gemara is a Suffolk. What's the din if the carbon itself is not on the Mizbeach? Just in the Avir Mizbeach. Is that good enough to give it Kedusha? So Gemara brings a Raya from Oif that it does have Kedusha's Mizbeach. That Oif that's being held by the Kohen is in Skadish Ayde the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says there's no raya. There's no raya. The Gemara on Peches Med Aleph, the end of the Sugya Rav Ashi, says that if a Kohen is on the Mizbeach and he's holding the Korban, so there's no raya from there that Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach Dami. Because the Kohen is on the Mizbeach. And if he's on the Mizbeach, so it's considered that the Oif is also on the Mizbeach. But if you would be standing on the floor of the Azara and you have a stick and you're holding the Emurim above the Mizbeach, so that's a suffix whether Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach or not. So, the Mavur and the Gemara there, this far that we're saying, the Mavur and Ravashi, that when the Kohen holding the Oif and the Kohen standing on the Mizbeach, so that says that even if the Avir itself is not Avir Mizbeach, but the carbon is Mamela Mizbeaches to the Mizbeach, ideally the Kohen is holding it. So, it could be that's why Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim did not want to learn like Rabbeinu Tam over here. Because it's true that the oif is being located off of the mizbeach, but if the kohen is standing on the mizbeach, then it's considered that male of the carbon is also in the makom of the mizbeach. And now the question turns around to the question on Rabbeinu Tam. Once we have this gemara in Daf Peches that tells us that we go by the makom of the kohen standing, we don't care where the carbon is. How could Rabbeinu Tam learn our gemara that the question was that the oif is in the avir of Yehuda? Haray, we don't care where the oif is. As long as the kohen is on the mizbeach, then it's considered that the oif is also on the mizbeach. So it could be Rabbeinu Tam held that the whole gemara in Daf Peches that says this only applies to avir that actually is the avir of the mizbeach. When the oif is above the mizbeach, just even on the tzad, the avir mizbeach is not k'mizbeach, but because the oif is above the mizbeach and the kohen is standing underneath, so that's enough to connect the oif above the mizbeach to the mizbeach itself. Because the oif is above the mizbeach. But here we're talking the oif is on the side of the mizbeach. The oif is all going off the side of the mizbeach. And that avir is entirely unconnected to the mizbeach. That avir can never become the mizbeach. The avir belongs to Yehuda, which is puzzle for having the mizbeach in it. So there, it can't be saved by the kohen. The only thing the kohen has the ability to do is to connect the avir that's above the mizbeach to the mizbeach itself. But the kohen cannot connect avir which is unrelated to the mizbeach by the fact that he's standing on the mizbeach. It could be that's what Rabbeinu Tan held, and Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim argued on this point. They held that no, that the standing of the kohen has the ability to connect everything to the mizbeach. It is in this pshat of Rabbeinu Tan that we do see an interesting chiddush. The Makor Baruch points out, normally when we say that avir of a makom is like a makom, we have it in a few places already in Zvachim. Avir mizbeach k'mizbeach, avir azara k'azara. Avir kli ke kli dami, from earlier on in Daf Chafei. You look at the avir as being connected to the place. So some achrayim hold that it's only because the avir is the thing that's here is going to be sefer lo nuach on the thing on the bottom of it. The Gemara deals with it in Daf Chafei. Avir kli ke kli dami, because it's going to land in the kli. It could be that the only time that we say the avir is like the bottom is because the avir brings things should be land on the place itself. So the Makor Baruch points out that from Rabbeinu Tam here we see not this way. From Rabbeinu Tam here we see that the avir of the Gemara's answer is that they made that the kach hisnu that the avir belonged to Binyamin and the karka belongs to Yehuda. So the Maisa, the floor underneath belongs to Yehuda, can never be roy to be a mizbeach. This avir is not sefer lo nuach on the mizbeach, and yet it's considered like the mizbeach. That's the chora big araya from our sugya. The stapler in Simin Yurches deals with this question by Arichos, and the stapler says that an efshar to be doicha the raya of the of the Makar Baruch. He says that by Malika, you don't need Atzmusa Shal Mizbeach. In the Chatzil, all you need is Avir Mizbeach. So it's enough that the Avir belonged to Binyamin, even though the floor underneath belonged to Yehuda, because that says that the Avir is like the Mizbeach. Hashem came Lagabe Avir Mizbeach Mizbeach for to be Mekadosh Psulim, or for Avir Kli. There it's the idea is that we look at whatever's in the Avir is like Munach underneath it. And therefore, Mamela, we need that only Avir Shasayf Lanuach, when the Avir is could be connected to the ground underneath. Akoponim, those are the three Mahalim that we have in the Gemara here. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim, we're talking about the Dan that falls out after Mitzui. According to Rabbeinu Tam, referring to the Dam of Malika. And Mamela comes out on Afkamina, if there was a blita. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim, you have to learn the terms of the Gemara that there was a blita there. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, there was no such echreach, and that's like a proof of Rabbeinu Tam, says Mahalach, they never find any mention of this blita. Seems also the Rambam must have learned a derech of Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rambam never brings in any mention of a blita, and the Rambam is mitzayir the mizbeach, like the pictures that we have in Daf Mem Gimel Mem Beis there in our Gemara. So there was no blita going out, just the mizbeach was kitzurosai, and there was nothing bechlal in the Karen drain with mizrachitz. As we go on in the Amud, the Gemara brings down in the Machlikas, Rav and Levi, that the Yisoid. Rav says that there was no Yisoid Kipshutai. There's actually no binyan in the Karen during Mitzvah Mizrachis. Levi, however, argues. Levi says there was a Yisoid around the home Mizbeach. Just that Yisoid wasn't. You weren't able to do Matan Domim on that Yisoid because it belonged to Yehuda. Therefore, didn't have a Mokam Hamakudish LeDomim, so you couldn't do Matan Dam there. But there actually was a Yisoid around the home Mizbeach. So Tesis and Divrei Maaseh Rav asks a question on Rav that how is it considered Ravua? Tanaim the Mizbeach has to be square. If you Rav, the Yisoid of the Mizbeach was not square. So answer is Tesis, they know that because in the Mokam of the Maracha, it was Ravua, so that's enough. We don't, the din of Ravua doesn't need to be that all the Chalukim of the Mizbeach are Ravua. The Ikar Mizbeach needs to be Ravua. Taisa says that the Mokam of the Maracha, I don't know if Taisa is Bedavka the Mokam of the Maracha, what about the Seiviv, as we see in the Gemara here, the Zeich had four parts. It had the Yisoid, and then it had the next part, the bottom of the Zeich, which was with the Seiviv, and then the Mokam of the Maracha. I don't know if Taisa means that only the Mokam of the Maracha, or Taisa means, Biker Lafuki, the Yisoid. On the Yisoid, there was no din of Ravua. As long as the other parts of the Mizbech were Ravua, that's good enough. That's what Tesis says, Bidas Rav. So we could be Medaik and Tesis that at this point exactly is where Levi argues. That Levi says they built a Yisoid, even though the Yisoid wasn't really for Dan. They just Sam built a Yisoid there. What's the Indian of Levi? Why should they build a Yisoid? If this Yisoid anyway is not helpful, it doesn't actually, it's not considered like the Mizbeach for Matan Dan. But it could be that Levi argues on this point. Levi holds that the din of Ravua is not good enough that in the other parts of the Mizbeach was Ravua. You need every part of the Mizbeach to be Ravua, to be square. If you would build the Yisoid, like the way Rav said, that you didn't, the Yisoid did not go around the whole other end of the Mizbeach, then it would be lacking in Ravua. So in order to be in this Mekayim, the Din Ravua, in the Yisoid also, they needed to build the Yisoid around the whole Mizbeach. That would be Mashma, that's the opinion of Levi. Be'elo come down enough Kamina, that Levi Levi, if this area of the Yisoid becomes Nifgam, you get a hole in it, so it's no longer considered Ravua, the Mizbeach is puzzle. Because just like if you build l'chatchila the Mizbeach the way that Rav said, it would not be good, because it's not considered Ravua. So even if you build it the way Levi did, but you get a pagam in the Mizbeach, in this area, in the Dremis Mizrachis, it'll also pass with the Mizbeach. But so what we've seen, according to Levi, is that the idea of the din of Dremis Mizrachis isn't for any kium din actually in the Mizbeach. You can't do anything there in the Dremis Mizrachis. Just we need it to be built in order for the Mizbeach to be Bishlemus, in order for the Mizbeach to be Ravua. However, the Mikdash David and Simin Zayin, Sifkat and Aleph, has an interesting suffix, Lefi Levi. Based on the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches, in the beginning of the next Perek, says that you shecht on the Mizbeach, it's considered shechting betzofein. Even if the Mizbeach itself was bedorim, you learn out of a pasuk that you can shecht kachay kachim on the Mizbeach itself, and therefore it's a kiyum of tzofein. It's like it was shechted betzofein. So the Mikdash Dabar declares, what's it in if you shecht on the Yisoid Lefi Levi? This part of the Mizbeach is not right for Matan Domin. But is it still considered the Mizbeach? Does it have Kedushas Mizbeach in order that you, it's right for Shechita? The Shechita needs to be on the Mizbeach. Is it called the Mizbeach or not? Does Shechita on the Mizbeach need the Mizbeach HaRoyal Matan Domin? Or does it need the Shechita on the Mizbeach, on the Shem Mizbeach? So it's before the Mikdash David that Be'etzem it is called a Mizbeach. It doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach. Just not a Mizbeach HaRoyal Matan Domin. And therefore, he clears about the din of Shechita. Does Shechita need a Mizbeach HaRoyal Matan Domin? Or it's enough for Stam with the Shem Mizbeach V'Alva? This is all in the Shechita of Levi. Levi holds that they did build a Soiviv around the whole area. Rav ever holds that no, that there was no Soiviv around the whole edge of the Mizbeach. So there are actually three opinions in the Mefarshim how the Mizbeach, how the Soiviv of the Mizbeach looked according to Rav. The Gra in the Mishnayis, in Paragimel of Midas, says that the Mizbeach went one Amma into the Darim and one Amma into the Mizrach. Like it should show you in your picture, and Nun Gimel and Beis in the Rashi, that's the way that the picture looks. That's the way it was according to the Gra. That not only was it at the corner, but it also went one Amma into the Darim and one Amma into the Mizrach. That's the opinion of the Gra. However, the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayis and there in Midos says that only it was at the corner. Didn't jut out one Amma into the Darim or the Mizrach. If you have also the Kahati Mishnayis, there's a picture, and it's the color picture that they have printed of the Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. There, it also has the picture, it's based on the Tiferes Yisrael. You look there, the picture does not have it jutting out one Amma into the Darim or the Mizrach. That is the opinion of the Tiferes Yisrael. And the Ritva in Yuma, and Daf Tezov and Beis, brings him unto Omar, that it actually went the whole way, the whole Darim and the whole Mizrach, except the last Amma. Only missing one Amma, the Amma of the Karen. That's why you couldn't do Zrik over there. But the rest of it went, most of the Ruach, Droimis, and Mizrachis, how do you say it on it? And it's only lacking the last Amma. The Ritva says in the Shita that in Tzvachim it's Muchach not that way. Tzvachim it's Muchach, that it did not go that way. Heard the Raya of the Ritva from the Gemara by us, the Gemara brings a Raya from that the Kevesh was Perech and the Amma Yesod and the Amma Soiviv. Rav brings a Raya to Levi, Keneged Rav. That if he Rav, it was not Perech and the Amma Yesod and the Amma Soiviv. It didn't go over the Soiviv. Hare, if you hold that the Yesod, even according to Rav, went on the whole Tzad Reini and was only missing the last Amma, then it comes out that the Kevesh was Perech on the Amma Yesod. So the Chorin, the Gemara, it's Muchach, not like that opinion. However, there are two other opinions, as we mentioned, that of the Gra, that it was when one Amma, did go one Amma in, and the opinion of the Tiferes Yisrael, that it did not go one Amma in, it just stayed at the corner itself. So the Kuti Halachis and the Chazon Ish, they down in this Shaila, and they prove that it can't be like the Tzad of the Tiferes Yisrael, that it did not go one Amma in. Because the Maisa, how did you do Zrikas Dam Eila? According to Rav, you did Amo Eilach of Amo Eilach. So you for sure put it on the side that was in Darim and in Mizrach. It had to be that there was a Yesod there. You need Zrika Keneged the Yesod. Putting it on the Mizbeach and the Amo that there, that was Amo Eilach of Amo Eilach, then for sure there needed to be a Yesod there. And even according to Shemua, that you do Kamin Gama, but you do Kamin Gama, you get at the corner, and then the Dam splatters in both directions. It's also where the Dam gets, it has to be Keneged the Yesod. And if the Dam went, And the Dam goes on the Darim and the Mizrach, there needs to be a Yisoid there. It's the Chor Muchach that there had to be a Yisoid, like the opinion of the Gra, that actually the Mizbeach, the Yisoid, went out one Amma into that direction. Another point here in the Sugya, Gemara brings down the brights of how to make a Mizbeach. First you make 32 Ammas, and then you make that's this Yisoid, and then the Soiviv, or goes on and how to make a Mizbeach. But Yachagav, I heard that when people go to Rav Moshe Feinstein for a fahera on Maseches Vochen, first question that he would ask is, how do you build a Mizbeach? You start off Maseches Vochen, that's the most basic thing, is how to know how to build a Mizbeach? And the answer is our Breisa here tells us how to build a Mizbeach. So it says here in this Breisa that Chayzer may be Malbein Shu Chavches Al Chavches Amois, Goy Ve Givol Amois, may be Chiluke Avonim, Vuhu Mokom Mama Arocha. This three Amos is the Mokom Mama Arocha. So Bishkarov and Sefer, Perk Beis of Beis HaBechira, brings a machlekes of Ram and the Raivit. Rambam in Perek Beis is describing the Mizbeach. Rambam says that Goiva Mokam HaMarocha is Yudchetz Tfochim. The height of the Mokam HaMarocha is 18 Tfochim. And the Rabbi there says, Lo Yadati Mahu Goiva HaMarocha. What does Rambam mean that the Goiva of the Mokam of the Marocha, the Mokam of the Marocha is the top of the Mizbeach? Why did Rambam give it a shear of 18 Tfochim? Then the Rabbi says that then I figured out, Achar Kol Zeis Bainanti Midvorov Shukairim Min HaSoivim Ulamayel HaMokam HaMarocha. The Rabbi figured out what the Rama means is that the height of the from the Seidin up is called the Mokam HaMarocha. And he says that's what it was in the Mizbeach Shal Moshe. The Mizbeach Shal Moshe in the Mishkan was according to one man Amar, it was 3 Amos. According to other man Amar, it was 3 Amos Miseiviv Ulamayla. The Gemara says, the Lashon Pasuk is that it's 3 Amos. So the Gemara said later on in Daf Nun Tes, Chalekesh Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. One says that the whole Mizbeach was 3 Amos. Another one says that Miseiviv Ulamayla, there was 3 Amos. To explain the Biskarov, that the Rambam learned that even if the Mizbeach was 10 Amos, and the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was 10 Amos, but the 3 Amos is called the Mokam of the Marocha. And that's what the Rambam says earlier on there in Halacha Hey, and the Rambam says, Zeh HaKosav HaTeirah, Shalosh Amos Kaimasoi, Mokam HaMarocha Bilvar. The middle of the Mizbeach was more than 3 Amos. When the Torah says 3 Amos, it means the Mokam of the Marocha. So when the Gemara there says, and Daf Nun Tes, that it's Misfas Seviv Ulamayla, it's not just happens to be that Misfas Seviv Ulamayla is 3 Amos. But all of those 3 Amos were called the Mokom of the Marocha. And as the Bisrav points out, Rambam learned that from our Sugya. Rambam learned from our Sugya, as Lashem the Bright by us, Zeu Mokom HaMarocha. These 3 Amos, above the Seviv, the whole thing is called Mokom HaMarocha. That's the Rambam. The Rav ever learns not this way, says the Bisrav. The Rav learns that you build 3 more Amos, and on top of that is called the Mokom HaMarocha. It's not that the whole 3 Amos are considered the Mokom of the Marocha. 3 Amos are in the Mizbeach. The place in the Mizbeach where you were Makadir was on top of the this 3 Amos stand. But it's not that the whole 3 Amos is considered the Mokom of the Marocha. The Biskrav brings there that the Gron Yerideya says that the goyvish hamizbeach ain't a ma'akif. That there's something like the itzur of making kalim in your house to be the same size as the ones in the mizbeach in the mikdash. So the Gra says that the goyv of the mizbeach is not ma'akif. Says Biskrav, he also like the Ravid, that there was no shear of the goyvah of the makam of the marocha. Rather, this was the mizbeach after you got to the ninth amah of the mizbeach. There, that's where you're makir. But the haktara wasn't on a specific goiva. The Rambam also knows that all of the 3 amas are considered the mokum of the marocha. Says he learned the nafkamina with this in the sugya daf samechei. That's how the Biskrav takes out of our sugya. That's clear how the Rambam learned the sugya. I mentioned a few minutes ago that Taisa says that lefi rav the din of saviv is not said by the yisoid. It's only said by the mokum of the marocha. The topic of Taisa means bedafker, not the makom of the marocha. We said before the pashas not, but alpi what the Biskrav says in the Rambam, it could be that yeah. Right, the ikur mizbeach in the Torah is the makom of marocha. The Torah says the mizbeach is 3 amas tall. The Gemara says, well, that's referring to as the makom of the marocha. So the ma'aseh, the mizbeach needed more. But if the ikur mizbeach is that, that's the ikur point of the mizbeach, l'chayr is for akhtara. So it could be that the din of Tzaviv was only said and the Mokam of the Marocha. Another point here in this, the tour of the Mizbeach. So before here in the Gemara, that there were two, the Mizbeach was made up of 2 different materials. One was the rocks, the Mizbeach Avonim, but it wasn't all one rock, it was many small rocks. And in order to connect them, they put in Zephes and Kunya, the tar, to combine it, to make it into one solid item. So should we say that now it just became one chefs of the Mizbeach. But in the Mavor and the Gemara in Chulin, not that way. The Gemara in Chulin, not in the Daf Yud Ches, has a stira in what the shear of Pegim and the Mizbeach is. If the Mizbeach is Nifkam, it's puzzle. How much is missing to make it puzzle? So one member it says that it's Chagiras HaTzipoiren, which means if you run your fingernail over it and it gets stuck at a certain point, that's puzzle. It has to be smooth, that the fingernail goes smoothly over it. Another bright says the machlekes tanoim whether it was b'kizayis or b'tefach was the share of the pegima. So the Gemara answer is that there's a difference between the avonim and the sid. If the pegima is in the avonim, so then it's b'chagira satibur. But if the pegima is in the sid, then it's bekezayis or betefach. Before that, it's two different chalokim of the mizbeach. Ikur mizbeach is the mizbeach avonim, and there it was said that they have to be mamish flat, and any pagam makes a puzzle. Shingin the avon, the sid is only to combine the avonim, and there it's not the ikur mizbeach. So there it's even that pagima that passes in the avonim will not pass there. We need a bigger pagima to pass, either bekezayis or betefach. The Rishonim and Chulin, the Ramban and the Rashi, there explain that the Psul and Avonim is learned out of Shleimos. So as long as anything is missing, it's no longer called Shalim. But the Psul of in the Sid is called, it says it's Avachta Olav, and it has to be the entire Mizbeach. So from there, it doesn't say the word Shalim. So as long as it's not the Chisaron of a Kizayis or a Tefach, then it doesn't pass. Ramban brings another Madamar there that the whole Psul of the Sid is a Psul of Rabbanah. They were makel until there's a kezayis or a tefach. See, we see these are two different chalokim of the mizbeach, the avonim and the sid. Oh. Another point here about the tour of the mizbeach is that the Gemara asks on Rav at the bottom of the Omer, at the top of Amud Beis, that's Mash and the Brisa that they made, that they brought a square of 32. So the Firav, how did they do that? The whole thing wasn't the Yesod. And if you say that they cut it, the Gemara says, Avonim Shleimois Ksiv. Has to be Avonim Shleimois, which means that they can't be cut. So the more answer is that they put something underneath it, and then they took it away. Taisa says, Tap Taisa Namad Beis, that why did they make such a Malbein and then take it away? They should have L'chatchila made a smaller Malbein. Taisa leaves the question. Akobonim, that's before in the Gemara. But the Gemara says that cutting the Mizbeach, the rocks in the Mizbeach is a problem because they won't be Avonim Shleimois. So Tesis here in Divrei Maschal Avonim says that the real problem wasn't the Shleimos, rather the problem is that if you cut them, it's Loisonif Aleim Barzel, Amar Rachmana. You're not allowed to use a knife to cut the rocks in the Mizbeach. He brings this from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Beis. That was the real question. And the Or Gemara was Makatzer, but the real question is that you can't cut it because of Avonim Shleimos. So asks Tesis that why did they not cut it? They the Shomir. The Shomir, you can cut something without a knife. And that's how Shlomo Melech made the Avni Miluim, as the Gemara says in Gittin. And so it proves that even in Bayis Sheni, they had the Shamir. So why did they use the Shamir to cut the rocks of the Mizbeach? Answer states this, that the Shamir doesn't make it smooth enough, Shalo Yachkaru Atzipayret. There'll still be a problem of, it's not so smooth, the Shamir. Therefore, it's still possible because of there's a Chagir Atzipayret. That's our thesis. Taizen Chulan Adaf Yud Ches asks that how did they find Bocha when they made the rocks, look for rocks for the Mizbeach, how did they find rocks that didn't have any Pegima in them? You needed the rocks shouldn't have any Pegima. So how did they find rocks that had no Pegima in them? So Taizen answers Api Ar Gemara that they took small rocks, like you find in the river, Taizen says, you find by the water, you can find small, smooth rocks. And then they connected them. So all the rocks were whole rocks, smooth rocks. And they were connected, the Sid and the Zephes. That's how they connected the rocks. So then there was no problem of Avonim Shleimos. And so that's the question that the Avonim of the Mikdash, that there also needed smooth rocks, and there they needed big rocks. How did they get rocks that were so smooth? That's Tezun Chulun and Daf Yud Ches. So the Chafetz Chaim here by us, Tzevach Toida, is Ma'ir on the Tesis there. That he says he would have said a different answer to Tesis question. That the rocks that are stuck in the middle of the Mizbeach, there they don't need Avonim Shleimos. Though the rocks don't need to be smooth rocks. As long as the whole square is smooth at the edges, then it's okay. Only the rocks that are at the edge of the Mizbeach need to be smooth. Rocks that are in the middle of the Mizbeach don't need to be smooth. Those rocks just became one part of one Heftza of the Mizbeach. It's not recognizable that there are rocks there. So he points out that in Taisa before not that way. Taisa before they know that even the Avonim that are in the middle of the Mizbeach, they also have a din that they need to be Shleimos. The Mizbeach is made up of rocks and Sid and Zephes, but the rocks are still rocks, and the rocks need to be Bishleimusa. So if those rocks would not be shalim, then it's lacking in the shleimus of the rocks. And they have their own din of shleimus. Not only the rocks that are seen at the outer edge, but all the rocks that are used in the building of the Mizbeach, all of them need to be smooth. One last point for today's daf. The Gemara brings that David and Shmuel together tried to figure out the makom of the Mikdash. Originally, they figured out that it was in Chilak of Binyamin, and then they wanted to put it in Ein Itam, because that was the highest part, and they said that, well, let's make it a little bit lower, because that's being safe of Shochin, between the shoulders, not the shoulders, which is the highest, but a little bit lower than the shoulders, and that was Nahar HaBayis. So there's another Gemara in Makis on Daf Yud Aleph and in Tzuka on Daf Nun Gimel, a famous Gemara that when David was dug out the Shisin, so he dug a little bit too deep and water came out and was going to flood the world, and David didn't know can he write the name of Hashem on a piece of cheres and throw it in so it'll stop the flooding, and Achitofel made a Kal V'Chomer from Soita, you could do such a thing, and he put it in and then it stopped the flooding. That's the Gemara there. So Rashi and Makis ask the question that Achitofel died much before the time that David bought the Goyren from Ravna Yehusi. David bought the Goyren b'Seif Yomav, after there was a plague in Klai Yisrael for 3 years, and then it finally stopped in the Goyren of Ravna. That's when David realized that this is the Makom of the Mikdash, and then he bought it. And so at that time, so he only dug the Sheet in once he bought the Goyren. Hari Achitofel was not alive at the time that David bought the Goyren from Arav Na'yevusi. So Rashi answers, Api Ar Gemara in Zvachim, that La'olam David knew where the Mokoyim of the Mikdash was. As we see by the Gemara Bayah said, he and Shmuel figured out where the Mokoyim was. Even before he became the Melech, David knew what the Mokoyim of the Mikdash was. So that, and that's when he dug out the Sheets in, and that time Achitofel was still alive. And later on, he went and he bought the Goyim from Arav. Arkan Divrei Rashi. And Makas Daf Yud Aleph. The Marsha in Sukkot Daf Nun Gimel brings this Rashi. The Marsha asks a few basic questions. If David already knew such a long time before where the Makom of the Mikdash was, he and Shmuel figured it out, why did he wait till the end of his days to actually buy it from Arav Na'yevusi? Should have bought it then. This is the place that they need for the Mikdash. And also, it's mashma not that way. Chazal say that when he stopped the Malach HaMavis in the Makom of the Mikdash, in the certain Makom, that's when he realized that this is the Makom of the Mikdash. According to Rashi, David knew it much earlier, from times that he and Shmuel were sat down together at night to figure out where the Makom of the Mikdash was. And Rashi has another question, that how the Maisa was David allowed to dig out the Shisin from the Goyren of Aravna? If he had not yet bought the Goyren from Aravna, then how could he go start digging in his field? The Pesukim of Mavur that David didn't want to be makar of the carbon oila in the Sadeh until he bought it. If he didn't want to be makar of carbon there, Kol Shekein, that he had no right to go and dig it out. Says the Marsha, a new teretz, also working with our Gemara, that we see in our Gemara that Shmuel and David thought to put it in Be'in Ita, because that was the highest place. And then he said that Nachti Be'Porta, because of being safe of Shochin. Says the Marsha that really these Havamina and Maskana didn't happen all in the same night. It was in two different stages. David really thought, after he finished with Shmuel, that the Makom of the Mikdash was supposed to be in Ein Itam. So now he went, after he became the Melech, and he went to go dig out the Shis, and where did he dig them out? In Ein Itam. Because after he thought the Makom of the Mikdash was. And that, in this Gemara, in Makis and in Sukkah, when the flood started happening, that was happening when he dug out the Shis in Itam. And David realized that this is not the right place. Hare, if it's starting to flood, obviously this is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. He needed to stop the flooding. He threw the piece of pottery in, and the flooding stopped. He realized this was not the right place. But he still did not know exactly where the right place was. But then when he stopped the Malach in the Goyen of Aravna, then he realized that this is the Makom of the Mikdash. The pasuk says that you do it in the Makom HaGoiva. No, being safe of Shochin, it's a little bit lower than the highest part, and that refers to the Har HaBayis, which is lower than Ein Itam. So La'olam David dug it out earlier. He never dug in the Goyen of Aravna until he actually bought it, and until Seif Yomav, David did not know the exact Makom of the Mikdash. That's the Marsha answers, not like Rashi, but that's how the Marsha answers, and that's a new pshat in our Gemara. How do you read the Gemara? You think that all happens at the same time. That's the way that Rashi learned, obviously. That David and Shmuel all in that night, that this whole Shaka Latari happened that night. According to the Marsha, it happened in two different stages. David and Shmuel came out at that night to build it, to make it an Ein Itam. And only numerous years later did David realize that it was supposed to be in the Har Abayis, Har Maria, and not in Ein Itam. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.